Hello, everyone. On October 25, Air Liquide published its third quarter 2016 revenue. Please note solid gas and services sales growth as well as confirmation of the 2016 objectives, in addition to the Airgas operations merger effective October the 1st. In terms of figures,
Q3 2016 group revenue, which includes Airgas sales for the full quarter, reached 5,077 million euros. It rose plus 23.9% on a reported basis compared with third quarter 2015. Excluding Airgas and the currency and energy impact, group revenue fell slightly by minus 1.1%, impacted by slower sales in engineering and construction.
Gas and services sales, which reached 4,783 million euros, were up plus 29.9% on a reported basis. Excluding Airgas, comparable growth is plus 2%.
The group, which continues to reinforce its competitiveness, has generated 223 million euros in recurrent efficiency gains over the first 9 months of 2016, contributing to operational performance. In addition to these efficiencies, the first benefits of the Airgas synergies recorded this quarter will ramp up in the fourth quarter. The Airgas integration process is well underway, and the full Airgas cost synergies are expected to be delivered by the end of 2018, earlier than initially anticipated.
Commenting on the third quarter of 2016, Benoît Potier, chairman and CEO of Air Liquide, said,
"This quarter has been characterized by the successful refinancing of the Airgas acquisition. The disposal of certain assets in the United States executed under excellent conditions and the operational merger of Airgas since October the 1st. In addition, for the first time, Airgas contributed to the group's performance over a full quarter. In the context of continued moderate global growth, gas and services sales posted solid growth, primarily driven by ramp-ups of our large industries plants, the strength of the healthcare business and by the developing economies, in particular China. The group continues to generate recurring efficiency gains, which contribute to operational performance. Today, a new phase begins. Priorities include delivering Airgas synergies in accordance with our plan and continued implementation of NEOS, our corporate program. The investment backlog amounting to 2.2 billion euros and innovations aimed at enriching the customer experience will contribute to growth in the coming years. Following the completion of the acquisition of Airgas, Air Liquide is confident in its ability to generate growth in 2016, both in net profit and net earnings per share, including the effect of the capital increase finalized in early October."
The full press release and the management report are available on airliquide.com website.